inside information, Maine's best guest list, and the home of smart sports talk. Live from Seasons Restaurant at 427 Main Street in Bangor on The Pulse, AM 620, WZON, and online at WZONThePulse.com. This is Downtown with Rich Kimble.
Hey, it's hour two. The weekend is here on a Friday afternoon, a football Friday. Rich Kimble and Brian Stackpole at Seasons, Main Street, Bangor, and our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios on The Pulse, WZON, WZONThePulse.com, the WZON app, and in glorious high definition at WKIT HD3. Lots of football talk in this second hour of the program. Bob Lucy's got the game plan for Maine and Stony Brook coming up in just a little bit. But first, we talk some Patriots, and to do that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by Michael Whitmer of the Boston Globe. Michael, good afternoon.
Hey there, thanks for having me on.
Oh, always a pleasure. Patriots injury list grows longer and longer. Should any of those injuries, or perhaps the ones we don't know about yet, be cause for concern for Patriot fans?
Well, I think they've ruled Marcus Cannon out for Sunday's game, and Brian Lindell is yet to play. He's missed all five games with an illness and haven't gotten in yet. You had Shaq Mason, who missed some practice time this week. So I think from an offensive line standpoint, Cannon not playing and Mason questionable. Wendell hasn't played yet. I think there might be some concern there. Dante Hightower, questionable to play on Sunday. He missed last week's game. I do expect Hightower to play on Sunday, but how effective he's going to be, that remains to be seen. So, yeah, I guess there's some, you know, as most teams deal with injuries over the course of the season, the Patriots have a fairly long injury list this week.
Well, that offensive line already, to me, has been one of the great surprises, pleasant surprises of the season, given what they had for experience on that O-line. But now the task gets even tougher with Cannon out of there this week.
It does, and they're going up against a pretty good defensive front from the Jets. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting thing to look for. You know, I think the Patriots have benefited, really, from having sort of a rotation that they've used for the first five games. They've really, you know, everyone that has been in uniform has gotten in and gotten snaps, and I think that helps a group when it, you know, not only to build depth when you've got injuries, but it just helps, I think it helps those guys when they're out there, and they're accustomed to playing it with the guy next to them, and you know, they've got a lot of position flexibility, and something that, you know, the Patriots pride themselves on that. So I think, you know, having everyone in uniform and available to play and getting them in there and getting them snaps will pay off on multiple fronts this year, starting this week.
Well, the Jets have put up some pretty good defensive numbers so far this season. On the other side, Tom Brady is having a phenomenal year for the Patriots. What's the key for them offensively this week against a pretty good defensive club?
Yeah, the Jets are ranked first in the NFL in points allowed and overall yardage allowed. So it's going to be a great test. It's sort of strength against strength. And I think if you're the Patriots, you're looking to establish some balance. I think if you can establish maybe Deion Lewis and LeGarrette Blount running the football, that's only going to make your passing game better. And I think if you can sort of keep the Jets a little bit off balance on not knowing what you're going to do, that also makes your attack more unpredictable and tougher to defend against. So I'm curious to see what they do. I don't know much. Maybe Brady will go out and sling it 60 times, and they really will ignore the run because they've got certainly a pretty good nucleus of receivers to throw the ball to, and they might get Brandon LaFell back. He's been eligible to return to practice this week, and he has. He's eligible to play in Sunday's game. He might. And if you get him back, then a good offense becomes even better, I would think.
We're talking with Michael Whitmer of the Boston Globe. Matt Patricia said earlier this week that Ryan Fitzpatrick is a better athlete than maybe we give him credit for. Is he just trying to build up that competition and get his guys to focus, or does he really believe that Fitzpatrick can be a weapon this weekend?
Maybe a little bit of both. I'm sure anything that they can do, anything that they can say that will get their players' attention and focus on preparation and what the opposition does well, they will do. I was talking to Rob Ninkovich yesterday about Fitzpatrick. He's only been sacked twice all season. The Patriots have 19 sacks on defense. So I asked Nikovich about that, and he said, well, he's not holding the ball long. He's getting rid of the ball quickly, and that's what you would expect a guy that's been in the league 11 years to do. You know, he's been on six different teams. This is his sixth team, but he's a veteran. He's an experienced guy. He's played a lot of football for a lot of different clubs, and he's played in a lot of games, and he knows how to compete in the NFL. So I'm not surprised to hear Ninkovich say that one of the reasons why he's been so tough to bring down is that he doesn't have it in his hands too long. He's throwing it up. He's throwing it out there for Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker to go get. They're tall receivers, and they use that height advantage to their advantage. So it's going to be tough for the Patriots to establish a pass rush if Fitzpatrick is only holding it for a second and a half.
Well, and much like the Patriots, too, the run game, a good run game, only makes the pass much more effective. And they've got a good guy and the kind of guy that sometimes gives the Patriots fits in Chris Ivory.
You're exactly right, and that's continued this year. I would say if there's been a weakness, at least statistically, through the first five games for the Patriots on defense, it's been their problem stopping the run, their trouble stopping the run. They've had some difficulty doing that. The Steelers ran the ball well in the opener. The Bills ran the ball well in week two. Since then, they've been better, but they've also had to lead most of those games. So, I don't know how much they've been tested, and they're certainly going to get a test on Sunday. The Jets, I think, are going to really try to establish the run from the get-go with Chris Ivory. I think he's averaging 5.5 yards per rushing attempt. So he's coming off two straight 140-yard games, I believe. And he's a guy that defenses focus on, and he's still putting up those kind of numbers. So, if the Jets have their, if the game plays out the way they want it to, they're going to be able to run the ball effectively against the Patriots. Even if the Patriots are putting, 7-8 in the box, knowing that they're going to run it, if they can gain some yards on the ground with Ivory, I think it just makes your passing attack that much better when you choose to use it if the defense is relying so much on stopping the run.
How big an advantage is it to be playing this one at Gillette instead of in New York?
Oh, I'm not a big proponent of putting a lot of stock in that. I think it just comes down to execution. I obviously they would prefer to play at home. They're sleeping in their own beds all week, and they're in comfortable, familiar surroundings. But most of these guys have played in MetLife Stadium down in New Jersey. So if they had to play on the road this week, I don't know if they would look at that as a huge disadvantage. I just think, games between good teams usually come down to a handful of plays. And more often than not, it's been the Patriots making them. That's why they're 5-0. But the Jets are 4-1. They've made their share of plays in close games as well. So, I'm sure the Patriots are happy to be home. After 2 weeks on the road, they've got three straight home games, which will be nice. So we'll see if they can take advantage of that.
Mike, on another matter, have you played your last golf of the season yet?
I played 9 holes this morning.
Nice.
Took advantage of some playable weather and an advantageous Patriots access schedule. We didn't have to go into the locker room until about 1:15, so I snuck in 9 holes. I hope that's not the last 9 of the season, but if it is, I certainly enjoyed myself today.
Well, glad to hear that. Enjoy the game this weekend, too. And thanks for making some time for us this afternoon.
Anytime. Enjoy the football.
Thank you much. Michael Whitmer, Boston Globe, here on Downtown.